Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bob Chapman is coming up after we take some of your phone calls in this hour for our weekly update on the economy. The international forecaster. I got a ton of other news. The First Amendment attack is really taking shape. It's really happening, and people can't believe this is happening in America. Is why they may be able to get away with it. Going back to Steve Shank of the J. Michael Stevens Group, the website efoodsdirect.com. Again, the letter efoodsdirect.com. Steve, listen, I've got you as a sponsor because I bought a bunch of storable foods other places and didn't like it. Had MSG or filler or was crud. Didn't taste good. I found you, and you know that's why you're our sponsor. I mean, I really believe in this. I think people, you know, insurance companies are folding left and right, and annuities aren't insured, and people need to get insurance they can eat. And we're talking about all these bills and things that are happening, but go ahead, but make sure we give folks the phone number and website.
Well, the website, of course, like you just mentioned, Alex, is efoodsdirect.com. The phone number, for those who aren't computer savvy, is 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. But let's step aside from this gun bill, which if your listeners would like, we have a very good researcher. We're going to be putting up a summary of what's going on with this safety food and this safety gun issue up on efoodsdirect.com. That will be appearing tomorrow. We're just in the process of formulating what we want to put up. But let's go to the food bill, this H.R. 875. In a country where we're importing 30% of our food, and the contaminations from the Chinese just continue to roll on and on and on. Alex, we could just spend a whole show on that mess. But in a country where our country, where we don't grow enough food as it is, the major agricorps, Monsanto and Tyson Chicken, and these are the ones that are pushing for this control bill, this food safety thing.
Because it will shut down the small farmers and ranchers. They are SWAT teaming, and I'm not just saying that, you can Google it, Amish, roadside watermelon sellers. They are really trying to crack down on what's left of our rural areas.
And also what's left of the food that's edible. You got to understand, the people that develop these genetically altered foods that'll make you glow in the dark, walk sideways, and one eye travel to the other side of your head are the big agricorps. It's all economically forced and run.
Yeah, well, I believe they've been planting a lot of these releases that have happened and hyping it up to distract from the poison coming in from Mexico and China so they could get these regulations. I mean, they've been caught doing this before. Over, and I'm going to hold you over because I want you to give the number on the other side because I'm interrupting here, but this is key, folks. They were caught in Australia. The government admits they accidentally released the horse flu that shut everything down. The government accidentally released in England the foot and mouth that shut everything down, accidentally at all these sites all over England in a two-day period, 50-something sites. No, they're doing this on purpose, and then what do they target? The farms, the ranches, as if the animal ID and the premises ID isn't shutting things down bad enough, Steve. They're now coming up with this. And on the gun bill, that bill was introduced by the White House chief of staff when he was a congressman last year. And they got another bill that will allow the attorney general to ban any guns whenever he feels like it that just gives him a blank check. So they are coming down on us hot and heavy, Steve. And as you know, as things implode, this is going to happen. EFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, FoodsDirect.com. We'll give you the number when we come back and give him a minute or two to finish up. Then I promise we're going to Scott, Eddie, Tito, and many others that are patiently holding. I want to hear from you. Then Bob Chapman for 40 minutes. And then a bunch of other news on the attack on the First Amendment. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I come in here every day, and I don't even want to cover what I've got in front of me because it's that off the charts. It is exhausting to focus on this, I know. But if we don't, it's over. We're going to lose everything.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bob Chapman coming up in about 15 minutes. Then in the next hour, I'm going to play one of the extras from my film Martial Law, where police around the country, the federal courts say, are legally allowed to break your arms and legs with bones sticking out and blood pouring out. They call it pain compliance, not torture. So, see, the only reason they're trying to sell torture to the public is so you can be tortured. That's what tasers are. Now, they use them properly when somebody's attacking them. That's one issue, short of the gun. But if it's used for compliance, oh, you didn't walk down the line, like I said, at the DWI checkpoint, I'm going to taser you. Or you didn't give a urine sample at the jail cell, I'm going to taser you. That is torture, so that's coming up as well. Your phone calls first. Going back to Steve Shank. Steve, again, look, bottom line, folks need to ignore the government saying, you know, that they shouldn't garden or whatever. Did you see the city council up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, say we can't trust the citizens to have gardens in the newspaper because they might grow marijuana? See how we're now guilty until proven innocent? I mean, even prisoners in a super, you know, in a prison are allowed to have a plant in their cell. I mean, I guess now we're just total prisoners, Steve.
Well, very simply, Alex, here's the way it lays. With the food shortages and with the mid-range farmers and ranchers being threatened, when the clean food is gone, the only thing people will have left is the stuff that we're guaranteeing not to ship them, this genetically altered stuff. So the first thing that people must do is they must get their supply of clean food while they still have it available. And the second thing that they have to do is, no matter where they are, they got to find some way to raise a garden and start gardening as long and as hard as they can. Now, it might not get down to the individual. It might just take out the mid-range of producers. But those people are the ones that are producing the food that you can trust.
Well, and, regardless, they're saying we're going into a depression. Let's hope that doesn't happen. Folks are nuts if they don't buy storable food. And I go back to this, Steve. 90% of people, as you know, in the Great Depression were agrarian, rural, self-sufficient.
Yep.
And 7 million people starved to death. In fact, guys, Google 7 million starved during Great Depression. I want to bring in that major university study instead of just plugging in. I can't remember exactly which one. There were a bunch of them. Some say 10 million, some say 5, but the big one said 7 million. The point is now 10% of people are rural instead of 90%, and half of them are self-sufficient. Steve, give them the number.
800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. And the fact is, Alex, that it's down to the fact that we can't wait for someone else to do it. The government is not going to do it for us. The fact that people have to take their future into their own hands, and they have to act now. When there is no more clean food, the only thing that will be is the drug stuff that is already causing serious problems within our country in terms of their health. And
by the way, Steve, I spend hours addicted reading news. I'm a total info junkie, factoid junkie. I remember you 6-8 months ago saying, because of the economic downturn, they can't get credit coming up next spring for the planting. You were saying this last summer, I guess more than 6-7 months ago, and farmers are telling me they're not going to put in their crops because the market is so depressed for them. That is a depression in the real economy. While food prices were going up, the farmers were getting less because big agribusiness has gotten a corner on the major warehouses and distribution, just like with beef. But, you know, the beef producers get less money, and then beef's at record prices because it's a bottleneck. It's a fraud. You know, the big three meat packers have taken over the cattlemen associations and everything else. That's another subject. The issue here is that, you know, it's just like gold's at record demand, but then the price drops. You know, it's totally manipulated. You were saying that, and now it's mainstream news. I saw it just last week in the Associated Press that half the farmers in the country aren't even putting in crops. I couldn't believe that headline.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is insane. I mean, how do you know this stuff before I do? Because I find very few people that have more factoids than I do.
I understand, but you got to realize, Alex, that we are sitting out at the front end of the supply line of food. We see this thing. And we've watched the trends. Hey, I've been at this for a long time. The fact is that it's pretty easy to see the handwriting on the wall when a move is made that you've seen before, only it's more extreme. And just to give you an idea, you're absolutely right, half the farmers, but then another quarter of the farmers are going out of business. For example, down in the southeast.
Well, let's be clear, though. Let's be clear with that statistic.
Farmers are out of business because they lost their contracts.
Yeah, and I mean, just to be clear, that's of independent farmers. See, half of them aren't going to plant, and then, like you said, the other quarter going out of business. That's what big agribusiness wants. They're going to take over, as they've already done. Steve, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. Thank you so much, and have a great weekend. You'll have operators there to take orders all weekend?
You got it.
800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. A lot of free videos and info there on the site. Thank you, Steve.
Take care, Alex.
Okay, I normally only have him on for one segment, but I really wanted to talk to him about these issues. Okay, let's go to your calls, and we'll have open phones as well with Bob Chapman. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man?
Good.
I'm the one that talked to you about the aerosol campaign about last year near the end of it and told you about the indirect, direct, and semi-direct.
That's right. You called in about 8-9 months ago and said Google direct indirect aerosol campaign, and I got tens of thousands of hits on Google, and it was all universities and governments saying exactly what we'd always said. They're mixing particulates in with jet fuel that are nuclei And then what the news agencies test is the exact nuclei to form clouds. That's why they'll spray a trail. It's not ice crystals, and it forms and stays there for hours and then creates this blackout. NASA now reports the Earth is 20% darker, and it is now confirmed. And, yes, that was and that now broke because you called into the show. Go ahead.
Now, I want to give you some more information. Now, I've studied this pretty extensively, like anybody should when they're researching it. And there is a company that needs to be exposed. This is the leading company that is causing all this. They own the aircraft. They're actually a company that does bioterrorism. They're hooked up with Homeland Security. You can go right to their website. They're called Battelle. It starts with a B. That's B-A-T-T-E-L-L-E, Battelle. Now, when you Google indirect, semi-direct, you can put Battelle with that. You'll also get that their aircraft, you can get their flight patterns.
No, they've come up in my research. Yeah, Battelle, very sinister.
Yes, they are hooked up directly. They do everything for bioterrorism for them, but they're hooked up with this. So it's kind of funny how they have a front for bioterrorism with Homeland Security and everything
Battelle
else.
Battelle is going to save us from the bio attack and spray us.
Exactly, but they're terrorizing our atmosphere. Now, they're also hooked up with Pacific Northwest National Labs. This hooks up to labs. It hooks up to Oak Ridge, and it hooks up to Pacific Northwest National Labs.
And the other big key one in your research, haven't you, keep running into the Stanford Research Institute?
Yeah, actually, there's a lot of universities that are tied in. I've actually talked to a doctor. I called up one of the doctors. Because if you look up these things, you can get the people who are involved.
No, I know. I've been telling my producer. I've got to hire an extra producer because he's so overwhelmed. I got him doing video and camera, Rob Dew. But I tell him, I've been saying, hey, call. You know, before people tell them not to, before they get contacted, because I know it's going to start happening, call this director, call that director. Because you can find these guys with all their patents and papers and how they're spraying the atmosphere. And we're going to get these guys on and just have them admit it like it's no big deal.
I know.
Go ahead.
Battelle is the company, Pacific Northwest National Labs. They have them there. They work with Battelle. Battelle runs these labs, okay, for their operations. And the thing is, when they're spraying the atmosphere, they use certain terms like scattering. Scattering is a term that they use to dispense aerosols into the atmosphere. So you got to look at their key forms of words that they use.
No, I know. And then they'll define. You know, of course, I mean, I get emails going, they haven't admitted chemtrails. They're admitting they're just spraying aerosols. Yeah, our name for it is chemtrails.
Exactly. That's the layman terms for it.
How people, though, have cognitive dissonance? You know, here they are saying, we're going to terraform the Earth and save you and spray particula nuclei to form clouds to protect you. And then we go, yeah, that's what they've been doing. All these years we're saying, hey, they're creating cloud cover with deadly chemicals. And then the government says, yes, we're creating cloud cover with deadly chemicals, but we call it something different, so it's no big deal.
Exactly. Now, here's the other tie-in. You know how it ties in the university? It ties in through the DOE. DOE branches off to Battelle, and they use another side branch to do that called the ARM program, which is Atmospheric Radiation Measurement Program. That's how it ties into the universities. And actually, Congress funds that program through the universities. This is how it all – it's a one big operation.
All right, let me stop you. Because this is a big announcement. I am making the Obama film, a second Obama film right now. It's going to be done and released July 4th, okay, because there's, you know, stuff's moving fast. People like you, because I've been doing research too, so I know what you're saying is accurate. You need to get a decent camera, set it up, mic yourself, or, you know, be close to a shotgun mic or whatever. You need to just make sure it's decent. Or get yourself driving around in your car with your buddy filming it. Everybody send me your footage, your ideas, your angles, your research, the stuff you've done. Set a video camera up, videotaping yourself, pointing stuff out on the computer. I want to make this film about chemtrails and what they're really doing, but also about the great Americans who knew it was real, documented it, and then forced the government to admit they were doing it, but put their spin on it. This film is going to be about you. And so you need to send me footage, sir, of yourself doing this so I can clip you into the film. Because I want to make this about everybody who's been exposing chemtrails, okay?
Definitely, Alex. Can you have Paul Watson do an article with this company, Battelle? And
Listen, I got three writers. I don't have enough money to hire anybody else.
Okay.
Plus, it's hard to find folks that can really grasp this stuff and don't bite you in the butt. I mean, you got to be very specific with all this documentation. But why don't you, sir, you've proven you're accurate. You've broken major news here before. Why don't you write an article?
Okay. All right.
Okay, and absolutely. Send it to Aaron with two A's and Infowars.com and CC it to everybody else to make sure we get it posted. But I thank you for your call. Yes, I've been... Listen, that's how this all started. This guy just called in and pointed this out. I pointed it out. Everybody looked at it. And there they are in plain view spraying us, bragging about it. Now the president's admitting it.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG. Fitleg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FITLEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
Bob Chapman, the InternationalForecaster.com, will be with us a little bit in the next hour. We're going to have open phones with Bob Chapman through this hour and the next. And Raleigh James, syndicated radio talk show host, will be joining us with their perspective on the federal report saying gun owners, veterans are the greatest threat. And that's what it says. Make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, and the media is even having to admit that now. I keep telling the police and military, the first people they're going to come after in a hot police state, in a real tyranny, in the type of purge system they're planning is going to be you. And they're setting up a police state because our standard of living is going to implode. Bob Chapman was in military intelligence, then he was one of the most successful silver and gold brokers in the world, had the largest financial newsletter for a time, retired, came back. And Bob also helped publish None Dare Call a Conspiracy with Gary Allen. He's been fighting the New World Order for 45-plus years. Bob, quick segment. I want to come back and just take a lot of calls today with you so folks have a chance to talk to you, Eddie and Tito and Paul and Philip and others that are holding. First off, you know, we knew they were putting out the reports. We've been putting this out for decades that Christians, gun owners are terrorists. But now they're saying the number one threat, and I guess we are a threat because this government's so criminal and wants to do kind of a Soviet-style purge to reeducate the American people. And I guess we are a threat when folks find out the bankers have totally destroyed our future and the public tries to bring the bankers to justice. I guess we are a threat to the Madoffs that run things.
Well, that's for sure. And that's because we're reaching millions of people all over the world every week. And they don't want that. They want to keep the people ignorant of who's done what to them and what they're planning for them. And we're being very, very effective. That's why in weeks past, you and I on this program and you with others have discussed the major media trying to pick up and use or infiltrate what we're doing. And we discussed that in the things that Mr. Beck had been talking about on his shows and others. And they're terrified. Because they don't want the people to know. And the people who are overseas in the military, they know something's wrong. And a lot of them are very unhappy. They saw their friends. And you're in the military, the guy that's with you, whether you like him or not, he's your friend because your life may depend on it and his as well. And they've seen a lot of their friends get killed. And then they hear the kind of things that we're saying, and they're saying, gee, what am I doing here? Why did I do this? You know, all I'm doing is working for Wall Street and a bunch of politicians, and they're bad people. And so that's why they consider, overall, generally speaking, veterans to be part of the enemy. And they made them that way. They made you and I that way. By being evil and using the people and doing things to the people that they should have never done. And as I've said on the program before, they are not going to win. We may pay a great price, but we will win. But they're going to lose, and they're never going to be able to do it again for a long time.
Well, tyrants generally fall. Nations almost always fall to tyranny, but the tyrants always fall. The question is, how bad does it get before things fall? Because tyrants just can't help abusing people and dominating and stealing. And the criminals they hire, it's like a bacterial infection. They just breed and breed and breed until nothing's left and everything collapses or the people rebel and overthrow them. And, you know, the globalists call this a scientific dictatorship, but they're not carrying it out completely in a scientific way. They enjoy their work too much and are getting a little bit out of control and pushing it a little too fast. And if we would just wake people up, arrest the bankers, arrest the New World Order who've committed all these crimes in the drug war, in the prohibition on the Second Amendment, all of this would end overnight. But instead, they're going to hold the course, and it's just going to come to a head. And I just hope the police and military realize, those of you that still don't understand what's happening, you're being marched towards your own destruction. And the globalists plan to have a purge of the police and military in the controlled crises they plan to set up between the American people and them. And how about we just bypass all that and arrest the bankers? Isn't that a better plan, Bob?
It certainly is. And I don't know how we're going to go about that. It's going to be pretty difficult because they own Congress. They bought them all off. And there would have to be some sort of resurrection in Congress. And from out of the blue, and they would have to say, Alex and people like him are correct. We got to do something about this because maybe they'll come after us and we really didn't do anything except take money. And so that could happen.
Bob, but stay there. It could happen if we push it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. And I'm back, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, re-aired on the good old WWCR. It's actually 9 to 1 a.m. It's a four-hour show they re-air on WWCR and AM and FM stations across the country and the world. And number one at Shoutcast at InfoWars.com. Number one radio talk show on the internet. You can, of course, also get our free podcast at InfoWars.com by clicking on the Listen Live page. And right there is the podcast. Just copy the code onto your MP3 or iPod type device. Listen how you want, where you want, when you want. I don't know. A few weeks ago, I checked. It was over 135,000 people a day downloading it for free. I just know I get a huge $6,000 or $7,000 bill each month for that podcast alone, and that's getting the bandwidth cheap. But hey, free to you, we're paying for it, but that's what the sponsors that we have on the show also make possible. We are not, sponsored by JP Morgan Chase. We are not sponsored by the Bank of England, the New World Order, or by Merck Pharmaceutical like Rick Perry. So we have a lot of other great sponsors that make it all possible. Look. If you take anything away from this, then we're going to go to your calls. Anything away from what I and Bob Chapman are discussing here, understand this. The world is a brutal, cold, dangerous place in history. And good men and women have gotten together and created systems to protect their liberty in the past. And even when you're desperately guarding it and fighting for it, it's very hard to keep. Now, when you run around drunk on power, having fun, not caring what's going on, giggling and laughing when people warn you about tyranny, you are going to get hurt real bad every single time. Okay? And I told everybody for years, I said, all this Al-Qaeda and all this anti-terror, you know, the feds already tried to bomb Oklahoma City and get a police state going in the name of, you know, going after terrorists within in America. And I said, that didn't work too well for them. So I said, they're going to stage terror attacks and blame it on foreigners. And I said that in 99, 2000, 2001. Because I could read the public white papers put out by government and others where they were saying, we sure need a terror attack. If we had foreigners attacking us or what looked like were foreigners, then we could, with a big Pearl Harbor event, launch this global war against a shadowy enemy because you can't ever beat terrorism. I mean, they basically came out and said they were going to do it. They were 99% there in PNAC documents and grand chessboard. And I was like, folks, there's an Army document says this. Look at that. Get ready. They're going to attack us. Well, Alex, what do you think they'll blow up? Oh, the World Trade Center. They already bombed it once. And that even came out. And I'm telling you, these are ruthless people. They are cunning. And they're going for broke now. They have committed crimes so huge. We're devastated. It's a depression. It's done. The question is, will we now let them sit on top of us during the Depression and make it worse? Or will we bring them to justice and turn things around? Okay? And they know if we turn it around, the only way we turn it around is them going to prison. They're not going to turn loose. While they're walking around free, folks, they'll stage terror attacks, they'll release bird flu, they'll start World War III, they'll set off nukes. They're bold, folks. That's why they're in control. They're bold and they're ruthless and they're evil. And they're sadistic. And they enjoy their work. They don't just do it cold-bloodedly. They enjoy it. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Military, police, good old boys, liberals, everybody else. Grow up, face reality, face what we're up against, or it's over. I'm not risking my life for nothing. I know Bob Chapman hadn't been. And he's had to leave the country to stuff they were doing to him to keep the fight going. Now, this is real, ladies and gentlemen. You know how real it is when they persecute you. Now, going back to Bob Chapman, Bob, I mean, I'm trying to throw the gauntlet down to people so they understand that the globalists already threw the gauntlet down. We don't have a choice in this. Be slaves or fight back. And the most frustrating thing is I see people fighting back and having an effect, and I know if people really took action, we would kick the butt of the New World Order. Bob Chapman.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's why when I have the opportunity to go on programs, even how remote they are, I take it. I was on with a group of Republicans in Palm Beach County in Florida this week, and I was amazed that the call-ins that came in on the program were asking the kind of people questions that your audience does. So there's a lot of people out there who are helping us, who are working for the same end, and that is to expose the people who have created all these problems for America and for the world. And if we can just get that message out, like you are, Alex, with the DVDs and your programs and everything else, we can stop them. You never know. There's always some untoward event that happens that nobody expects. And, it could be a bank going under. It could be a revolution in some country. It could be an assassination in some country that wasn't planned by the Illuminati. You just never know. There can be that event. And when that event happens, people, all of a sudden, it comes together for them. And they say, well, as you said, Alex, let's bring them to trial. These people are treasonous.
Well, Bob, you're absolutely right. And, folks, I don't just get up here like a cheerleader telling you we have a chance to beat these people. The biggest thing we have going against us is the phony Christian churches. And again, I'm a Christian. The phony Christian churches, Catholic, Protestant, you name it, bought off by the World Council of Churches, openly on FEMA payroll. We told you when it was classified. Now it's mainstream news. Just, I start thinking about the amazing amount of stuff we break here. It's just incredible. Thanks to the listeners that feed us all this info that we then double check, triple check. And their churches are saying, lay down. This is good. The government loves you. It's of the Lord. Do what they say. As soon as that is torn aside, and we're getting very close to that, then we can move forward. But they've told Christians it's the end of the world, so don't fight evil, lay down and take it. Folks, even if it is the end of the world, which I don't believe it is, you've got a duty to fight evil, don't you, Bob?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right to the very end. And a lot of us can't do it, and that's okay. We're not all built that way. But there are a lot of people out there who are bright and intellectually and physically powerful. They're healthy people, and they should be joining in this us in this thing. You know, I've been at this for almost 50 years, and quite frankly, I never get tired because I don't want to get beat. I want to beat them, and that's why I keep on doing what I do.
Exactly. You've got to turn the survival instinct, the competitive instinct loose against these people, and know that all around you, millions of people worldwide, millions in the United States, we are all working towards the same thing, bringing tyrants to justice, and we're going to defeat these people in the end. I want to go to Eddie and all these other callers, but Bob, I've got to get this question out to you as well. Obama comes out and says, I'm going to protect the torturers. We're not going to call it torture anymore. We're going to call it tough interrogation. The camps are going to stay open. If you really read what he actually, what the memos and executive orders say, it's going to continue. Here's the headline here out of the news is Obama shields CIA officers over use of torture. Is chaining someone up to a wall where they can't move or where they are forced to stand for 7.5 days? I mean, from what I've read about torture throughout the last few thousand years in Korea and Russia and Vietnam, isn't that one of the worst forms of torture, is tying somebody up to a wall?
Absolutely. And they also use water torture while they're at it. And, you know, not immersion, but the dripping on the head and the dripping in the cell, and then the lights are on all the time. And they're playing loud music, and they get all sorts of tricks that they use.
And by the way, the North Vietnamese turned our airmen in a year or two, most of them, into gibbering zombies with that. Go ahead.
That's right. And, you know, when I was a young person during the Second Great War, that, you know, you would hear about torture that the Japanese and the Germans used. Well, compared to what they're using today, that was child's play, because they didn't know how to attack the mind at that time. That didn't evolve until the late 40s and the early 50s. And, of course, we had Korea, and then that is when, quote, brainwashing began. But, you know, it's been an evolutionary process, but now they got it down to a science. And there's very few people who can stand being not being broken.
Well, I would just go insane. I know that. Can you imagine? Well, the even sicker part is they then try to say, oh, we've been torturing them for 7 years. Now they confess to 9/11. And then they marched them in a few months ago and they began screaming, I was tortured. It's fake. I was promised to be let go. And then they go, oh, shut down the trial. And that was in the news. In, you know, the news wires, but never on the nightly news, that they march them up and go, you now plead guilty. You know, they finally thought they could take them to one of these kangaroo courts, and they start screaming, I was tortured, it's all fake. They still hadn't broken them. Can you imagine the torture they're under now?
Oh, it must be unbelievable. And, you know, the point I was really trying to make about World War II is that America never did such things. And the whole psyche, the whole moral apparatus of the United States has, because of our leadership, changed dramatically. And, you know, there are a lot of people who are subscribers to the publication who worked in counterintelligence with the government, and most of them are in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and they've all said the same thing to me. We never did anything like that. We wouldn't even think of doing something like that.
Well, plus it doesn't work. They admit, and all the experts admit, this is a historical fact, torture is only good for terror. Torture is only good for fake confessions. It's not good for real intelligence. What you do is you walk in and you say, we got evidence you've committed these crimes, you're going to prison for the rest of your life, or we're going to put you up before a trial, and you're going to get the death penalty. Now, you got 5 minutes to talk, and it's got to be on record that you do what you say you're going to do. You got 5 minutes to sing like a canary, and if we find out it's fake, that's it. You're going to be executed. Then they talk. But see, these aren't real terrorists. The terrorism was committed by the very people doing the torture, so all they want is fake confessions. So, of course, torture's good for them.
They're absolute fiends.
But anyway, absolutely. But, you know, the people that really know how to interrogate, that's what you do. And you come in, give them cigarettes, coffee, whatever, and just say, look, you're going to go to prison if you don't, you know, tell the truth. And then 99% of the time they talk. You start torturing people, folks, you get totally discredited. And now, how are we going to criticize the Somalis when they capture our sailors and torture them? Bob?
There's no room for that. They're just doing what we're doing. There's total justification in their minds for what they're doing. And, you know, our people, our citizens, and our military people can expect that they're going to get the worst possible treatment if captured because of what our government has done to people.
It's just amazing. Bob, let's go to some calls. They've been holding long enough. And can you stay a little bit into the next hour with us?
Absolutely.
Awesome. I know you're a busy man. Okay, Eddie in California, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex. A couple things I want to talk about was, I teach you on YouTube, and I read in YouTube comments a lot, and all these people, you know, they like to leave comments like, well, Alex Jones is only in it to line his pockets, and, you know, Alex is just out for the money. And it's kind of funny to me because I've been up with you for probably the past two years, and I've never paid a single red cent to get any of this news.
Well, let me just say something, and I'll let you continue to get Bob's take on it. I'm not saying it's all COINTELPRO or government. Most of it's just mental illness, and they have a term for it in Mexico, and I forget it. I've been told it in Spanish, but it, you know, it means whatever poppy sticks its head up or whatever chicken sticks their head up, the smaller chickens want to knock it back down. Or you see crabs in a bucket when you've been catching crabs at the beach. If they work together, they could climb out, but instead one of them tries to climb out, they come and grab him. I mean, they'll leave him alone until he tries to climb out. And I actually wish I didn't have to spend my time trying to raise money through sponsors and sales of videos to run the operation, because then I could make more films and get more information out. But we live in the real world. So I love these people that say, oh, you should have your radio show for free and your films for free. Well, I mean, I guess I could live with my parents, and then maybe somebody could pay for the microphone. I mean, this is mental illness. But if you read the COINTELPRO documents, they say, when they were trying to neutralize groups in the 60s and 70s, talk about how they're in it for money. Talk about it. Well, of course I've got to want money. And I'm not going to lie. I like once every 2 weeks to go eat a decent steak or something. Of course, I'm on a diet now. I'm not doing that. I'm wearing a shirt right now. It's got holes in the back of it because I'm attached to the shirt. I'm wearing a black shirt I've had since high school. But, I mean, I'm not into things. My dad gave me a watch, so I like it. I like old cannonballs and stuff that, you know, were passed down from my great-great-grandpa or whatever. I mean, I'm into paintings my great-grandma painted, but I wouldn't sell out for money. See, money itself isn't a bad thing. Like, gun isn't a bad thing. And that's all they can do. They can't talk about our info. So I give my films out for free. I post where they're at for free, and so that upsets them so much, they've got to say, no, there's nobody pure of heart. There's nobody who's good. But, I mean, Bob, it's mental illness, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the term that I use, when you're in first place, everybody else wants to kick you out. It's as simple as that. It's a form of jealousy. And I've gone through it all my life, and it's been the most disappointing thing to me because many long-term friends have eventually get jealous because, you know, I don't have an ego. I don't make any issue out of the fact I do what I do. And people get even more upset.
But see, I don't get jealous.
I don't take any money from anybody with the exception of the subscriber, and that's it.
But good. Good. It's not like a gun. The government makes you give them your money to then use it against you. Bob Chapman has a newsletter. I make films. Some of them lose money. Some of them make money. And it's a mind trick. It's a mind game that people play. And it is jealousy, though. I mean, I want to be around successful people, dynamic people. I like successful, cool, smart people. I admire them. And I thought everybody else was like me, Bob. But I guess most winners do admire other winners. Losers can't stand it. I mean, you ought to see the stuff they make up about me, Bob. It's just insane.
Well, I can believe that because of the exposure you have, but it's just something we have to live with. It's human nature, and we just have to, you know, brush it aside and say, no, that's not the way it is, and this is why I do what I do. And if you like that, that's terrific. And if you don't, well, go listen to Hannity or somebody.
Absolutely. Well, I don't even really attack Hannity or hate him a lot because he never said he was a patriot. I don't like Beck because he poses and is so lecherous. Anything else, Eddie? Okay, we're going to come back and go to Tito, Paul, Philip, Dino, and others. Yeah, I mean, folks, we need more funds. I could do a lot more work if people bought more of the videos and books. Or you want to send us donations, go ahead. Every time I get asked that question, my answer is I'm proud of what I do. I sleep very well at night. I'm very proud of my courage, I'll tell you right now. And I'm proud of Bob's as well. Stay with us.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Going back to your calls with our guest Bob Chapman, we'll talk some about the economy, what's happened in the last week since he was last on with us. TheInternationalForecaster.com is his site. They'll get a free subscription, a free trial subscription of it, or subscribe and get it. Comes out several times a week, the hard copy several times a month. Very powerful, very informative. the internationalforecaster.com. And yes, I hadn't really plugged this yet. I'm an hour and 54 minutes in, so since the caller brought that up, please support us, folks. I want to hire some more writers. I want to hire an extra producer so we can really go after guests that take a lot of research to do, like some of these chemtrail scientists and things like that. Please buy the books and videos at InfoWars.com. Plus, it's the best stuff out there. The best T-shirts that are about spreading the word. I mean, you want to go to the tea parties, go to them with the answer to 1984 is 1776. Or we've got these anti-Obama shirts that show he works for the New World Order. And we've added 10 new T-shirts in the last month at InfoWars.com. Be sure and go check those out. Or call toll-free to get the Obama Deception or Truth Rising or Fabled Enemies or Endgame Terror Storm. And make copies of my films. I want to reach people. You're authorized to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes. 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Let's go ahead and go to Tito in Canada holding patiently. You're on the air with Alex Jones and Bob Chapman.
Hey, guys. How you doing? It's Tito Libido here from the Flippin' Channels crew in Vancouver, B.C.
What's on your mind, sir?
Just calling to say it's funny that you're already talking about this, but I renewed my subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv last week, and I've been a subscriber for the last couple of years. I let it slide. I renewed, and truth be told, I never really watched it that much, the daily video broadcasts you do. I was more of a member for watching your older documentaries and some of the other ones from other creators.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've gotten into watching you when you do the live video feed, and I got to tell you and all your listeners out there, become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv because it's so great to watch when you have a video clip, and I'm used to listening to it on your free podcast where I hear the audio, but it's great now because you show the video, you have documents, you show the documents, you know, and I just wanted to say thanks. You know, I know you, when you made a lot of those first movies, they may have been on VHS, you know, now they're digital. And it's just, I don't know if you ever envisioned yourself being in this position back when you were creating those, but I just want to say thank you because it's a great show, and it rivals the best TV that's out there right now, I'd say.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. We're trying. We're going to add a lot more, building a bigger TV show to actually do a show for the members, and we're also going to put it on TV. But, you know, we were very small, and that first growth phase takes the longest, and then our next growth phase is going to be even quicker if we're able to do it. So I appreciate your support, and God bless you. Yeah, we've redesigned PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to go back to Paul, Philip, and Dino in a minute, but let's start getting into the economy now in the next segment. We'll go back to calls in the segment after that in about 10 minutes. Bob Chapman, we've got the IMF and World Bank now saying we're in a depression. Are they trying to destroy confidence?
Well, I think they want to be looked upon under the circumstances as a group that makes good decisions. They've got really a pretty lousy record over the last 50 or so years, or actually more than that, 50 years. And I think they're trying to build an aura among themselves that they're going to be right about things.
Ah.
And so that's why I think what they're doing. And you know, on the other hand, you know, you've got the stock market. It's rallied about 30% off its bottom, and Wall Street and CNBC are jumping up and down. And this is the beginning of the beginning of the beginning, and it's going to be all roses now and so on and so forth. And, of course, they're lying again. There's terrible problems out there. They're not going away, and this is a, quote, man-made rally. And the man is the United States government.
And by the way, I remember 6-7 months ago, you predicted down to the month. It's on record. People are going to listen to the audio that it would go down. And then you said another big bounce, maybe even two more big bounces, and then the total plunge. Stay there. We're going to come right back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.